What's good? What's happening? Happy Monday. Happy Monday. Everybody, I'm just popping in on you. Seeing what's good with you. To all my bricks all over the world. Super proud of you. Matter of fact, as you come in, tell me your city and state. Let me know where you're from. Also, too, don't forget to like, share, and comment, because when you like, share, and comment, you know, it spreads the word. And we got a good word. I'm just saying, we got a lot of good stuff going on, not only with this page, but just in life in general, because we crushing it. I mean, we crushing it. Let me see. Tony, like, I need help. I got you, babe. Let me see. We got Dallas. We got ATL. We got, East Orange, New Jersey in the building. Got all my folks from all over the place. What's good? So, let me give you something good. A couple things. And for my replay people who are going to watch this later, put hashtag replay in the comment section for me. And a couple things. August, we're going to absolutely crush and obliterate August. Hey, Sonya, the queen of Delaware. We're going to absolutely crush and obliterate August. So if you're trying to drive 20 with me, if you're trying to be FUPA free, if you're trying to be in a FUPA free zone all fall long and for the rest of the year, make sure you put hashtag, put DM me hashtag 100, because I'm doing a deal right now to where normally online workout my online workout program is $30 a month, and I'm gonna basically give you that program for $100. That covers 6 months. It don't come with the supplements. Now, if you want the supplements, DM me hashtag SSS to get the super stomach shred membership. That's when you get the supplements along with the online workout program. So you got two options. Either you can take advantage of the online workout deal with hashtag 100, or you can get the supplements and the online workout program by hitting me up with hashtag SSS to get the super stomach shred membership. Either way, you're good to go, because again, I want us to absolutely just be amazing for the rest of the year. Now, with that being said, take your shoes off. I need for you to take your shoes off for me, please, because any time I say, you know, take your shoes off, I'm about to step on your toes. If I say something that makes you think, if I say something that touches a nerve, if I say something to where you're like, dang, he talking to me, put toes or this is for me, coach, in the comments. Now, here's your challenge, because I'm really locking in on your next 6 months, because I want you to get to your her. Your her is your next level self, but there's a requirement to get to your her. Fellas, there's a requirement to get to your him. And one of the requirements is selfishness. Being extremely selfish. Being focused on you. For my people who are guilty of not being selfish enough, just throw your hand up. If you're guilty of neglect of yourself, just throw your hand up, please. No judgment. If you're guilty of giving your all to people who don't deserve your all, just, we're going to work on selfishness. We're going to work on, instead of giving our best to other people who frankly have not earned it, we're going to start giving our best to ourselves. And we're not going to feel bad about it. We're not going to feel guilty. Let me ask you this. If you're guilty of feeling guilty whenever you do something for yourself, throw your hand up, please. And if you want to come on, look, I'm gonna allow you to come on too. Hold on. I'm about to throw this link in here because I want to hear from you too. Sonya, if you got time, I want to bring you on. I just sent a link from StreamYard. So, Sonya, if you got time, come on, because I want to bring you on. But this is your time to shine. And let's keep it a buck, too, for those who are watching. You have not maximized yourself because you spent a lot of time giving to everybody else but yourself. You probably would have already been at the finish line had you stayed focused on yourself and your stuff long enough. But because you always got people pulling on you, and because you always got people at you, again, anytime somebody's pulling at you, and anytime somebody's trying to get a piece of you, they're actually taking away from you. They're taking your attention. They're a distraction. Again, you can't get to your stuff because you're always helping somebody else. It makes you feel good to help other folks. But again, you're guilty of neglecting yourself. And also, can we keep it a buck? Anybody who wants to come on, I've already put the link in the comments. So if you want to come on, click on the StreamYard link if you want to come on to talk to me. Also, too, realize this, too, please. Realize this, too. And when I say it, it's going to touch your nerve. You can be like, yeah, you talk to me. Also, realize that people in your family, people in your circle, people you've known for a long time, they've quit. They don't aspire anymore. They don't dream anymore. They have thrown up the white flag of surrender. So whenever they see you doing awesome and amazing stuff, then they start reaching and grabbing toward you because it's like, well, shoot, if I've given up on my stuff, I need for you to give up on your stuff too. So why are you still going? And for all of those people who have a lot of haters, that's a lot of the reason why people don't like you is because you've kept going. You're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and even in your 70s, and you're still going. That's why they mad, because every time they see you hit that next milestone, it reminds them of what they could have had they just latched on and hung in there and stayed in the game. But now they watching you from the bleachers. You're on the field to play, but they watching you from the bleachers. So keep going, but understand a lot of people in your life have given up. Let me bring Sonya on here if I could. Hey, Sonya.
Hello. Hi, Coach. I miss you.
I miss you, too. For those who don't know, Sonya lost over 100 pounds on this here program, and you look amazing.
Right now, you taught me how to keep it off.
Well, you look
and keep it off.
Well, you look amazing. Look, and you're fine for a lifetime. So, I'm super proud. Now, let me ask you this. What would you tell somebody who has an issue with being selfish when it comes to the stuff that they want?
Well, and we all are guilty of that. And I too still am guilty of that. However, I would tell you all that when you get to a place where you're weighed down constantly, you're giving, and you feel guilty about not giving to yourself, that part right there, you put a pin in it, and you think about you, because when you are in that place, when you need and nobody's there, then you realize that, and it's not in vain, because God blesses us all for doing what we do for others. Right. Also, he wants us to take care of ourselves.
Yes.
Self is the place that you, it starts. It starts with God, self, however, family, wherever you are, think about you, because you're the only one in the end that's going to be standing there. And when you look at how much you done gave and nobody gave back to you,
right?
Not that it's the wrong thing. Like I said, blessings are there for giving, but always think about you. Think now, about you first.
Now, let me ask you this. Have you been guilty of investing in the wrong people while neglecting yourself? And then in hindsight, you like, dang, I gave my best to somebody who didn't deserve it. Meanwhile, I don't give to myself at all. Have you ever been there?
Always. And it's a lesson. It's like a wall I run into constantly, Coach. You know, I just recently just thought it. I mean, I had to stop and think about that, you know, because I just recently done that. You know, I invested a lot and I looked at, you know, how, you know, I'm depleted, right? Not just financially, but spiritually, mentally. You know, you're drained, and right, you look up the same people. Those are the ones that slap in your face, act like you ain't did a thing for them.
Right.
You know, you have to just always be mindful and watchful for those people that you allow in your inner circle.
Now, let me ask you this, because I know a lot of people struggle with this. How do you feel about making people earn you before you go all in with people? Because I know a lot of people who just, you know, they want the best for people, so they're all in, and then when stuff pop off, then, you know, people catch amnesia and they forget everything that you've ever done for them.
Then you said, how do I...
How do you feel about the idea of making people earn you?
Well, definitely. You have to make people. I just told my daughter that, you know, she's 21, and I was telling her, I said, stay the way you are, because she's very strong about allowing people in her circle because she don't trust. Mm-hmm. Now, and it's a good but a bad thing. You can walk into a situation and say, I don't trust them, because you don't know them.
Right.
However, when you don't know somebody, and also when you do know people, I feel as though, you know, just stand back and just, you know, you could try them at some things, you know, but it's not a game, but you will see their actions. I mean, yeah, your emotion, I mean, not just emotions, but our body language means a whole lot. You can read people through their body language, and you have to really, really make people earn. I really feel like that's a valuable lesson and a valuable investment in yourself when you allow yourself to make people earn your love, your attention, your whatever you give.
Yeah.
Allow to wait.
Because I know with me, because I've dealt with a lot of people, got burned by a lot of people, one of the things that always keeps me sane is I'm like, okay, I'm going to ration out stuff. So I'm not going to give you anything big at first. I'm going to give you a little bit. Oh, you can handle that. Okay, now let me give you a little bit more. And then it's an overtime type deal, because even with relationships, I tell people all the time, you need to see people in different seasons of their lives before you commit to that person. You need to see them during their winter, their spring, their summer, their fall. You need to see all seasons so you'll know what you're getting. And that's even with, you know, just with relationships, friendly relationships and partnerships. Give people a little bit versus you being all in on somebody who ain't even all in on themselves.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And it is a trial and error, and in this a season where we come to a place that experiences our best teacher.
Right.
And if you don't learn nothing from your experience, you know, I just have to pray for you.
You got that right. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with me.
Yes, yes.
And I'm gonna find a way to get it.
I'm making my way to try to get in on the exercising, and I need to get back in just because you're my family, and I love, you know, meeting and working with the ladies and just encouraging and being encouraged. This is an awesome place to be, ladies. If you're new, you've never been here. Coach is the bomb. He's the bomb. His heart is real. Big heart. Thank you, Coach.
You know I love me some you. And for those who don't know, again, this beautiful lady has lost over 100 pounds. She is the queen of Delaware, good people.
Come on, Coach. You know I don't like that attention.
Yeah, I know. But you know I love it. So thank you for hanging, gorgeous.
Yes, God bless you.
God bless you. If you agree, to become a little bit more selfish, say I got you, Coach, in the comments. Say I got you, Coach, in the comments if you agree to be more about you, because I'm telling you, the next level is going to require a lot more focus. And again, when you know you got a lot of people who are trying to stop you, because again, you got and I want to say this too, the people who inadvertently mess you up, those people are the people that you really got to watch more so than the intentional haters. Because the people who just do it on accident, who don't even know that they're a problem and they don't mean to be a problem, but they are a problem, they're more detrimental. As I always say, regardless, if you shoot me on purpose or you do it on accident, either way, I'm going to bleed. So you don't need any liabilities. No more liabilities, no matter if it's inadvertent or not. Okay? Let's become more selfish. Let's lock in the next 6 months. Again, if you want to become a part of the program and you want to get my six-month deal, hit me up, #100. And we'll hook you up. If you want the supplement line, you want to get the Super Stomach Shredder membership, hit me up with #SSS to get the Super Stomach Shredder membership. But again, we're going to lock in on the things that we want. We're going to look the way we want to look. We're going to have the people and be able to deal with a certain caliber of a person, okay? The next level person. I know a lot of y'all get frustrated with the dating pool only because you pretty much experience the same type of person. But we're going to level that up also. Again, when you level you up, you level everything else in your life up too, including the suitors. How about that? So love y'all. Have a great rest of your day. Become more selfish. Become more intentional. Love each and every single last one of you. Let's be great. Bing! Good.